Now, somebody who looks like this at your heart is probably very, what?
Angry.
Would you ever use mad for that?
Yes.
Head up?
Yes, and don't do any good. No, not head up.
No. How about, would you say the person is very ugly?
Or hard to get along with.
Okay. Now, if you saw an excited mother, she had a child who had been injured, and the mother is all going to pieces, so you probably tell her, oh, keep calm
or something like that.
Okay. And at the end of a hard day's work, you're probably very
tired, or not very fatigued, but tired like.
If you're even more than tired, you're probably just plain, you're just
exhausted. That's what you want.
Exactly. We're working out beautifully. Would you ever say fagged out?
No. I hear him say once in a while, I'm all pooped. As I would like to hear.
Kitty.
Oh, put you down there. My hand.
I thought you had an accident here, but it was just warm.
No.
Or heat.
Get the traction. He jumped up on his knee.
Well, he's been on my knees there for about 10 minutes. But I thought I felt something wet there all of a sudden, but I didn't.
Just see, one of the best trained kitties we ever had.
Well, I don't mean to think I think you're falsely accused or
anything.
At the end of the day, if you're just all exhausted, you might say you're just plain,
worn out, either one. That goes with me.
Now, if somebody, all of a sudden, this person was well, and all of a sudden now they're vomiting, let's say. You'd say, all of a sudden she
threw up,
or in terms of sick, she what, sick, she... all of a sudden she got, would you say took sick?
Got very sick. Gee, we got a case over here, young woman. Cancer.
Oh my. Now if you started to sneeze and cough a little bit, you might say, oh, I just, a cold. I just...
Starting with a cold or something.
Would you say?
Taking cold.
Just took cold?
Took a little cold, yeah.
And when your voice is such that you can't talk very plain because it's
hoarse, boy, I know what that is.
And this is a, that's a what?
Cough.
And you have some medicine here and give it to the child and you come back 5 minutes later and you say, what, haven't you the medicine? Haven't you?
And don't you have it?
Or haven't you done what to
it? Given it to the child?
Well, the child has it and he pulls around and he doesn't take it. So you come back and say, haven't you the medicine yet? Haven't you? What do you do to medicine?
Swallow it.
You take medicine, you
take
say, don't
it,
you?
Yes.
So that's the word I'm after. You come back and say, haven't you?
Taken it. You keep it going, you're good.
The person who can't hear at all is probably...
partially deaf. One time I couldn't hear a thing.
You do very well now.
Both ears broke.
Hmm.
3 days.
And you came back.
Fortunately.
If I go out in the field and work so hard, I'd get all, my shirt would get wet. You might say that I, very hard, I what very hard?
Sweat very hard. That's me.
I do too. Now, this will get a little bit nasty maybe, but sometimes you get an infected place that gets some stuff inside it. What do you call that stuff that's inside an infected place? You've got to let it out.
Hush.
Yeah. And, sometimes this infected thing is what? Might be a boy.
Blood.
And, if you get a bullet in you, you call it a bullet...
bullet hole?
Or, he was...
Wound. Bullet wound.